This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, we're about to rock the political and health world simultaneously with FDA Dragon Slayer Jonathan E. Mord. And Jonathan, I'm sure you're getting some inside information beyond what the media is saying about Trump and what he is doing. But it is pretty stunning to watch, and I'm pretty much applauding almost every move.
Well, he's amazing. He is doing more than I think any president of the United States in this short a period of time. He's radically changing the landscape in Washington in a way that is extremely beneficial, and he's revitalizing the American economy in the process, and he's also reestablishing individual right to choose. And he's putting in place people who are going to make a big difference. But just look at what he's done. Here Obama, within a few hours of departing the White House, initiates authorization for over $250 million to go to the Palestinians without any congressional authorization. Money had previously been authorized, but there's a standard whereby if significant members object to the transmission of the resources, it's held by the president until the issue is resolved. Instead, Obama overrides the objections and just sends the money. Well, Trump gets in, discovers that this was done, immediately acts very rapidly to stop the transfer of the funds, completely eliminating the deal. In addition to that, he's issued a series of executive orders that have tremendous effect on Obamacare. He's put all of the bureaucrats on notice that they are to take no action to implement penalties or taxes for noncompliance with Obamacare, because the administration will, in a very short order, be implementing or introducing to Congress, which is expected to pass, a program to repeal and replace Obamacare. In addition to that, he has signed executive orders to authorize funds that are already appropriated to be allocated for construction of the wall, and he's asked that this be done on an expeditious basis. He's also stopped Obama's catch-and-release program, whereby illegal aliens who came across the border and were captured were released from detention and given bus tickets to go anywhere they want in the United States on the promise that they would come back for hearings on their deportation. And, of course, they never, almost all of them would disappear, not coming back, of course. He ended that policy, unilaterally moved very quickly to end that policy. And there are a whole host of other actions that he's taken. In addition, he has rapidly formed a security team that is taking numerous steps to implement a national security program. He's on the immigration front. He is eliminating the option of certain kinds of visas that have been abused. And he has also made Syria a state for which extreme vetting will have to take place before anyone can come into the country, if at all, from Syria. He's contemplating creating a safe zone in Syria to diminish the number of refugees departing from Syria. He's meeting with foreign leaders. He's told Mexico, you're going to pay for the wall. They've said, no, we're not. Now he's implementing a proposal that will cause goods and services that come from Mexico to into the United States to be taxed some 20%, the money, the proceeds of which would be used to pay for the wall. So, in other words, he's fulfilling all of his promises. He's every single one of his promises he is fulfilling. He's doing it without regard to the wailing and gnashing of teeth on the left. He's doing it with a powerful executive pursuing it. This is how Washington works. If there's inertia, your enemies will win. If there's inertia, they'll fill the vacuum. If you're the president of the United States, you set the agenda and you rapidly move forward to fulfill that agenda, and you use the bully pulpit when you run into problems and you get the American people behind you, you can ride through a legislative agenda like he has in mind and succeed, because there's no single member of Congress and no group of them that has an alternative that is capable of swaying the public to their side in sufficient numbers. See, one of the things that the Democratic majority has miscalculated here, Robert, is that they could have a monolithic structure. Remember, they started this with the idea that no matter what Trump introduced, they would oppose it, even right. without regard to it. Any Supreme Court nominee, they'll oppose. Any bill they'll oppose everything. And in addition, that they would engage in character assassination, that they would brand Trump a racist, and that they would use identity politics to destroy his reputation and undermine him. Well, what has happened is that they miscalculated grossly, because there were a number of Democrats who support the idea of emphasizing employment and changing American policy so that labor benefits from greater job opportunities. There were a number of Democrats who were grossly dissatisfied with the president's backstabbing of Israel and aligning himself with the Palestinians. There were a number of people who were disappointed by the swamp, by the notion that corruption could be allowed to control Washington and control the bureaucracy, and so the notion of draining the swamp appealed to them. And there are a number of them that like his initiative to rebuild American infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So the problem with the Democratic monolithic opposition idea is that it can't hold up. And in addition, when 10 United States senators are in states that Trump won by significant margins, and they face re-election in 2018, defections from the Democrats to the Republicans on any number of these issues is likely, and so they won't be able to maintain this monolithic opposition. And furthermore, as his initiatives take hold, and as the benefits of them come to be appreciated by the American people, even more people are going to be in his favor. I found fascinating, the most recent polling on public opinion of Donald Trump has shown a significant upswing in popular support. He has now said on the evaluation of what, the job rating, what do you think of Donald Trump's performance as president of the United States? He now has over a majority of Americans approving of his performance as president.
Yeah, Jonathan, it's like, if I use a football analogy, since the Super Bowl's coming up soon, it's like the Atlanta Falcons offense this year. It's got everybody back on their heels. I mean, they can't react. There's too many things he's going, and he's not waiting around. And I don't think they were prepared for that. I mean, even though he telegraphed everything that he's doing. Now, one of my biggest questions to you, and of course a lot of our listeners that are keyed into the concept that you've written about in The Rise of Tyranny and Restore the Republic, we live under a bureaucratic oligarchy suffocating the lifeblood of freedom, you know, for Americans, business as well, and that's a big part of Trump's message. What can you say about the movement with his appointments, or specifically, I heard news about the FTC. One of the Republican members was elevated to acting head of the FTC. What can you tell us about that movement?
Well, one of the most level-headed and intelligent commissioners at the Federal Trade Commission, who has written minority dissenting opinions in case after case and has long advocated protecting a free market from overreach by the FTC, is Maureen Olhausen. And she was one of the, you know, she was the last remaining Republican holdout at the end of the Obama administration, surrounded by a chairman of the FTC, who is extremely liberal and very much anti-market. Her last name is Ramirez. And the other FTC commissioner who remains is also a liberal Democrat, and her name is McSweeney. And what has happened is Ramirez will be leaving in March. She said she would resign. Before that, one of the most stridently liberal and very anti-market commissioners, Julie Brill, resigned. And now there are only two commissioners, Maureen Olhausen, who the president made the acting chairman of the FTC, and McSweeney, who remains, and I think her term goes until 2018. So Trump has an opportunity to appoint two more Republicans and can choose very strong advocates of a free market and opponents of government.
Jonathan, how might this impact the movement by the FTC to claim that or mandate that homeopathic medicines contain a disclaimer if they contain a claim? Because by law, under the FD&C Act, you have to have a drug claim with the homeopathic drug product, but the FTC says, oh, no, if you do, you have to have a disclaimer. That's ludicrous.
Well, we don't know. It'll have to depend on who those additional two commissioners are that the president appoints, but it could have a very dramatic effect on reversing that and a whole host of other very intrusive and oppressive FTC actions.
Okay. Well, is liberty really being restored here with the Trump administration early on? We'll talk more with Jonathan Emord. Also, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty will be joining us at the bottom of the hour as well. Stick around, robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Big shout out to all lovers of liberty on KXFM, listening in on 1380 AM in St. Louis, Missouri, as the Robert Scott Bell Show grows its affiliate footprint across this great land. If you love liberty, health, freedom, this is the place. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And, of course, right now, we crank it up with the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Mord, the FDA Dragon Slayer he is known as, and he has written many books. You can find them at emord, emord.com. You can find our notes at robertscottbell.com. And we've got the Campaign for Liberty joining us next hour with Norm Singleton. But I wanted to also do a special shout-out and prayers to our good friend Cheryl Chumley. Her husband's going through a procedure, and we pray for his speedy recovery and successful moving on through that. That's why Cheryl's not here with us tonight, but we'll get her back on next week. I know a lot of folks were anxious to hear from Cheryl Chumley, as we always enjoy, Jonathan.
Yes, indeed, and she's in our prayers, Robert.
Absolutely.
And so is her husband.
Yes. So we were talking, of course, on the break about all the things that Trump is just launching into. He's not waiting around. He's not asking for permission. He's just going, you know, I told you this was going to do, and I'm doing it. Now, on the issue of Mexico, I was just thinking in terms of negotiating skills. You don't go in as, you know, the weak party in negotiation. If you want to get a deal that's, you know, ultimately you hope it's fair for everybody, because it's no good if they're destroyed, utterly destroyed, if they're not your avowed enemy. And Mexico, I don't think, is that. But the reality is there's some problems there. And so he says, you know, we're going to build a wall. You're going to pay for it. And the president of Mexico says, uh-uh, and he cancels the meeting. But they're not in a real strong position to negotiate from not showing up. I think they're going to have to show up and go, all right, let's find a way to work this thing out.
Yeah, they really do need us a lot more than we need them. Not to say that we don't need them. We do. There are economic benefits to the relationship, certainly, that redound to our benefit.
Yes.
But But on balance, if Mexico disappeared tomorrow, it would have relatively minor economic impact upon the United States. There might be some increase in the cost of agricultural goods, perhaps some other items, extending into manufacturers like automobiles and so on. Mm-hmm. But still, it would be readily absorbed by our economy, and it would be a hiccup. But for Mexico, if Trump imposes a tax on all goods coming into the United States from Mexico, it's a bad situation indeed. I mean, they would go into a recession, at least probably a depression, and it would be very difficult for them. So I strongly suspect that they will change their tune and start accommodating.
Well, and Jonathan, if we consider the reason why there's a leaky border, it is because of the opportunity for those from foreign lands to come to a place of promise, right? But as Ron Paul has said over the years, if they weren't rewarded, for instance, by government handouts, they'd be far less likely to leave their own country to come for free stuff, as opposed to a place that is growing and has opportunity and it has room to say, yeah, come on in legally and there's work.
Right. They come across the border. They get welfare. They get health care. They get job opportunities galore. They even get a ticket from INS to go elsewhere into the country. Even after they've been apprehended, criminals get to go to sanctuary cities and hide out. Illegal aliens get to go to sanctuary cities. There are thousands of sanctuary cities across the United States. Trump has made clear that's going to end, and he expects those cities to conform, and he expects them to end the sanctuary status for illegals. If they don't do that, they're going to lose federal funding. He's made that very clear.
Yeah, think about going to another country. Try to enter Switzerland illegally and see how long you're allowed to stay there. Try to go to New Zealand illegally. And why is it that the political left seems to think it's so cruel and unusual to say, you know, we've got borders and we've got procedures. You just can't come in.
Well, let me say this. If 90% of Mexicans coming across the border voted Republican, you would see that the Democrats would line up pledging the necessity of protecting our borders. You could count on that. The whole issue is political for them. They benefit greatly by having an enormous number of illegals in this country who can eventually vote for Democratic candidates, and do in very large numbers. The overwhelming majority of those coming in from Mexico and from Central America vote Democratic when they are here. So it's going to hurt them politically if there's a serious border.
Yeah, but maybe they could reform from within, right? Again,
recognize they're willing to accept terrorism and crime and even create sanctuary cities to protect those who are illegal and criminals, all for the sake of this vote.
All right, folks, we got a lot more broadcast healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, coming up. I've got questions of the day on all kinds of things, so stick around.
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
All right.
right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The next hour, yeah, interesting question about toothpaste for babies. So we're going to get into more of the health stuff next hour. Also, a lot on diabetes. Man, it is just climbing the charts as a killer, yet we know how to remedy that. Yes, and we don't need drugs. We'll get to that in a little bit. Jonathan E. Mord, my friend, helps me get through the sacred fire of liberty and rekindle it each and every week. And now we're also joined by the man heading up the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton. Norm, welcome back.
Thanks. How are you guys tonight?
Doing well, and Jonathan is on fire for freedom as usual.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good to have you here, Norm. So tell us, Norm, what is your take on the first 3 days of the Trump administration?
Well, I think he came right out of the starting gate, ready to run. He didn't waste any time getting going on Obamacare, on immigration, and on pro-life by reinstating Reagan's Mexico City party policy. And I think in general, well, I'm not. There's a few things I'm kind of concerned about. Like today, I understand he did something that's a 20% tax on goods from Mexico, which I think has some economic problems with it.
Well, yeah, we will end up spending more. We'll end up paying more money for goods from Mexico. But I was talking to Jonathan on last segment about the negotiating tactic. I mean, you got to be tough, and then you get them to the table, and then you work it out. So I don't know if that'll end up being implemented or not. I think they're still in the early stages of Mexico trying to figure out, what is this Trump guy all about? What do we got to do?
Yeah, if I were the Mexican president, I'll tell you, what I would do, rather than just say niet, which he borrowed from the Russians, I would instead say, we can't afford the cost of the wall, but we are going to undertake the following initiatives and dedicate the following resources to help. This is what we can do. In other words, make a concession and then build up your police on your side, have greater surveillance on your side, minimize the number of people that are getting through, have more security checks as they get close to the border, that kind of thing. To minimize the number of people coming across, rather than say, we're not going to do anything. And I think that's their weak spot.
Go ahead, Norm.
How about making the Mexican economy more free market?
Absolutely. You know, yeah, absolutely.
When NAFTA was debated, they said, well, it'll stop illegal immigration because it will, by opening up the U.S. market to Mexican, it'll lead to economic growth in Mexico. And, that doesn't seem to have happened.
I think they're a socialist country, and I think also Central America is an utter disaster. And the problem is that an increasing number of people from Central America are coming across the border, in addition to those from Mexico. So even if Mexico could get its house in order, which would require major political realignment there, you'd still have to deal with all of Central America. But I think if they're forced to cope with their own economic disaster, rather than exporting it to the United States, they have to deal with it, then they're going to suffer immeasurably. And I think when Trump builds this wall and has it maximizes border protection, it's going to diminish the number of folks coming through, and then when he strips those coming in of protection, and you have deportation taking place, it's going to create a dynamic where a lot more people are going to be remaining in Mexico and in Central America who would otherwise have left, and the poverty and the economic circumstances are going to give rise, invariably, as we all know of world history, to movements for greater free market activity. Otherwise, they benefit by having anybody who falls through their system, which is a huge number, be able to just go across the border. And anybody who's unemployed in Mexico knows that, you know, you go north and you're going to have a better life. You don't even have to be unemployed. Right. I mean, they make about $15 a day, I think, in Mexico. I don't think that they, and I may have that wrong, but I think it's about $15 a day on average, and that's daily wage, you know.
And Norm,
roughly $2 an hour.
Yeah, and you know, as we've discussed this before, these global treaties, the concept of globalism through, free trade treaties, really, they tend not to be about free trade. They tend to be about managing trade for
the benefit of not like a mom-and-pop business in any given country, but a multinational global corporation with no allegiance to any nation or state.
A lot of libertarians, including Ron Paul, opposed NAFTA on those grounds, that it had all these special tribunals and special deals and rules and regulations. And it really is about corporatism and international bureaucracy and not true free trade.
No, I was involved in a small business trying to do, this was years ago, early NAFTA, saying, hey, NAFTA passed. Can we now, let's enter the Canadian market easier. Let's see what we can do with Mexico. There was no such benefit for a small business. It didn't exist. It wasn't applicable.
And I think Trump's also right about bilateral negotiation rather than these blanket hemispheric trade agreements, because each country has a different problem as far as free markets are concerned and as far as the United States relationship with that country is concerned and what our interests are. And so that has to be reflected in a deal that is brokered with that country.
Correct.
To maximize the probability that American goods and services are going to be available in those countries and that those countries in turn would have the opportunity to enter the American market. But, you know, the approach that, for example, China has taken towards the United States is to largely restrict or prevent American goods from getting in, or if they do get in, to steal them, to steal the intellectual property.
Right.
And steal it even over in our own country. And then to dump mass quantities of goods and services into our country and to undercut through government subsidies the price for goods and services and also to rely on very cheap labor to undercut the price of goods and services here. Now, while we benefit from that as consumers, we don't benefit from China blocking our access to their markets and stealing our intellectual property.
And by the way, the TPP was not going to remedy that. For those that think the Trans-Pacific Partnership was going to be a good thing, Obama was pushing that.
No,
that
it's
was,
more
again,
managed
another...
trade.
Exactly.
More managed trade, more managed preference, you know, preferences for specific industries. It's all a political mash, and we don't even understand all the terms. They've been kept secret, but now Trump will be seeing all of it. And, of course, that's out the window, too.
Norm, what else is the Campaign for Liberty looking out for in the first couple of weeks here? Of, you know, it's gone so fast, what's going on with Trump. It's amazing.
Well, we're still looking, of course, at the audit of the Fed bill. So a couple interesting stories this week. Apparently, the Treasury Secretary nominee had a statement, was asked about if he supported efforts to reform the Fed, and he basically said he thinks the current system gives the Federal Reserve independence, and he thinks the Fed, he likes what they've done in transparency. It was distorted by the media. He came up against audit the Fed, which he really didn't. It was a non-answer answer, a typical political answer. And I think that, you know, we're also looking at some of the civil liberties concerns, buying and surveillance, where there's some concerns. The CIA director, Mike Pompeo, has a history of when he was a representative, which was actually this year when he was appointed CIA director, of supporting that. That's why Rand Paul was the only Republican to vote against him. And then Obamacare, which there's a lot of interesting things happening. Again, Senator Paul introduced a pretty good Obamacare reform bill this week. Senators Cassidy and Collins introduced what some are calling not Obamacare Lite, but Obamacare Forever, because it basically keeps Obamacare in place, but it allows the states to opt out. The problem with the way that it's structured is that if you're in a state that opts out, you're still paying taxes to support Obamacare plans in other states. So the incentive is to be pro-Obamacare. And that's the bad news. The good news is we did have a historic, a big controversial part of Obamacare was repealed by the House this week when they passed legislation that repealed all of the mandatory support for abortion in Obamacare. And that was, the timing of that was, of course, not coincidental, but you know, it was passed 3 days before. Tomorrow is the annual March for Life in D.C. And 1 week ago, we had the, what was it called? The Women's March.
Women's March.
Right, the Women's March for we're not sure what, because if you ask a million women that participated, you'll get a million different answers.
Well, from what the media portrayed it as, it was basically, there were two themes. One, they liked, one, they didn't like Donald Trump, and two, they liked pink hats.
Yes, and they didn't, and they disallowed
and
any
Madonna,
women.
And three, Madonna wanted to blow up the White House.
Burn the White House down. But also, they didn't allow conservative women who happened to be pro-life to participate. So it really wasn't a women's movement. It was a political movement.
Yeah. And I have some friends who are women who are pro-life who went down there anyway, and they had signs, pro-life signs, and they were they had a diverse range of reactions. They said some people were very welcoming to them, were very inclusive of them, but one of my friends said she was literally spat upon because she identified as pro-life.
Right. I wonder if in the era of Obama, men could go down there and say, I self-identify as a woman. I want to protest, too. But we'll see if that continues. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. We got Jonathan Emord, emord.com. And you can check out the notes and links, robertscottbell.com. Back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Les, you think this is just a Trump love fest? I mean, look, on principle, if you're conservative, libertarian, you have litmus, you look at things in government in Washington, D.C., and you say, you know what, we like what Trump's doing for the most part, but if he wants to increase the national debt from $20 trillion to $40 trillion in 8 years or 4 years, whatever, obviously, we're going to have something to say about that, and Norm, I'm sure Campaign for Liberty is looking out on the spending issue to make sure everything's not that government has shown a penchant for getting smaller, but we'd like to see it.
Yeah, well, I think that there's mixed signals from Trump on spending. On the one hand, I've heard that he is going to make a lot of the cuts that we need to make for years, including privatizing the National Endowment for the Arts and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And before I should say that on that, you know, I grew up with Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, and I'm a big fan of public broadcasting. But also, as a godfather to an infant who's obsessed with Elmo, I can tell you that Sesame Street does not need government funding.
I think they've made a billion dollars in product sales, endorsements, and licensing. I mean, they're doing just fine.
Right. Well, and on the other hand, I think they're still concerned about his. You know, how much of the bill the taxpayer is opposed to incentivizing private companies to tax deductions and things like state and local bonds that infrastructure plan will be. He has the idea that we need to rebuild our defenses, which isn't true.
Well, I think the hiring freeze is huge to go in there and say, Everybody, no more hiring. I mean, that alone is just huge. It's like, the world is going to end. We can't hire anybody more in government. How will we survive?
Well, that's a great thing. That's a great point. And that's a major step forward, I think, in terms of in limiting government, because a hiring freeze, the next step would be to announce that attrition, that when somebody retires, we don't, you don't let them
don't
go.
Replace
but
them.
In addition to the freeze, you just don't replace them.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you have some process where you have to show that actual need. The other thing that they might want to look at is anybody who lives in D.C., I'm sure, is familiar with this phenomenon of the essential government employee, and that is whenever we have a snow day or something like that, and the government closes.
All non-essential personnel are told to stay home.
Non-essential personnel, stay home. Well, if you're non-essential,
then stay home a little bit longer.
Yeah.
a lot longer, maybe. You know, Jonathan, we could do with a few fewer bureaucrats. We'd still be okay, wouldn't we?
Oh, we could do without 75% of the federal bureaucracy, and we would get along not only well, but very, very well, because they interfere with our lives.
Right,
but
and we'd have a lot more people available to work in fast food.
Yeah, the whole notion of the bureaucracy is prior restraint, no accountability to the courts, the Congress, the American people for regulations, and it's a disaster, and it's authoritarian in its nature, and it's really a horrible institution to come out of something that was supposed to be maintained as a democracy. Norm and I introduced we wrote a bill for Ron Paul. He introduced it called the Congressional Responsibility and Accountability Act, which would have required Congress to pass every regulation as a law before it could ever become effective. And
wouldn't they have to cite what part of the Constitution validates it, makes it a viable law?
Well, the regulatory state really is an unconstitutional outgrowth of the government. And the sooner it ends, the better. This administration is not likely to end it, but it certainly could chop off departments and close bureaus and diminish activity and not hire people. All those things would be great.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on this. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, and Jonathan E. Mord, of course. Hopefully we'll hear from Cheryl Chumley next week. I think next week I will be in Arizona, maybe at a local health food store. In fact, I'll let everybody know where I'll be because we'll have a live remote broadcast with Jonathan then, too. All right, folks, lots more healing to go. One other hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.